Man, I was born in Beaufort West. I went to school there. I attended Methodist Primary School in Beaufort West. My last year of primary school was in 1975 exactly. 1976, when I was supposed to go to a higher school, let me rather say a higher school, like your standard six. At that time, we were talking about standard and not grades. Now, lately, they are talking about grades. So I finished my standard five in Beaufort West Methodist Primary School, and I had to go to Pastor Hanser Worth School in Beaufort West. It was in 1976, and in that year was the uprising of the students. So I couldn't finish my standard six in that year because I was involved in the uprising. So I dropped out of school halfway through my standard six. I dropped out. And my mother forced me in 1977, forced me back to school. And I went back to school, and because I was involved in all these funny things of strikes and throwing stones and all of this, so I then became not like wanting to go back to school. So I decided then, it was in March, I think, I decided, no, I'm not going to go to school anymore. I would rather go to work. And my mother gave me two choices. It's either you go to work or you attend school. So I decided to go to work. So for that 20 years, I was then employed in the South African Post Office in Cape Town from 1981 up to 2005. Now, while I was working at the post office, I got a bursary from the post office, and then I decided to do my standard eight. That was great, as they call it now today, great. But I know it was standard eight. So I did some distance learning in tech. It was in tech at that time. So I did correspondence learning, and I did four or five subjects. I passed five subjects. I didn't pass my Afrikaans. So I left the post office in 2005. 2010, I got employed here at CPUT. And when I was still working for a contractor, I became ek wou net hier verder leer. Ek wou net leer want ek is in 'n omgewing waar mense net geleer het en die kinders het vir my geïnspireer. Hoe kan ek sê hulle het vir my aangemoedig? Want elke keer as ek hulle geontmoet het en met hulle gepraat het, ek het altyd vir hulle gemotiveer en vir hulle gesê dat hulle moet leer. Maar ek dog toe aan myself, ek dink toe, wag, ek moet ook leer, man. Ek is dan nie. Nou, hy was 'n professor gewees, professor Porrie. Hy is nou meer hier by ons. Hy het my altyd aangemoedig en hy het altyd vir my gesê, Henry, jy het dit by jou. Vat een vak of iets en leer verder. En baie van my, omdat ek ook in die vakbond is, het ek baie kennis gehad van wette en so aan. En van my maat in die vakbond het ook altijd vir my aangemoedig en gesê, jy kan het doen, jy kan matriek doen. En ek het net besluit, wacht man, dat ek matriek doen. En ek het het gedoen. Ons het het gedoen, twee vakke per jaar. So ons het 2019 begin, en omdat daar COVID was, COVID het ons een beetje geonderbreek. So ek het min of meer 4 tot 5 jaar het ons het gedoen. Want vir 1 jaar kon ons het ons nog nie doen nie. Ja. So, ja, maar ek het altijd geweet dat hard leer en jy moet kop toevat waar die onderwijsers vir jou sê en ek het gedoen. Het was wat nie moeilik.
Ja. Mr. Peterson, there are many people that are tuning in right now that also have the sentiment that you had in terms of wanting to complete the education, even at the age that they are in now. And I want to know from you, your words to them, your final words to them, to encourage them to undertake that journey, to complete the education, regardless of the circumstance.
Well, Yes, definitely, definitely. You know, I always thought that I would never make it because 40 years, I've never been at school.
Mm.
But I think you can do it. You can do it. I want to encourage them by reading. You know, when I was still young, we normally had this storybooks like the Ben Ritter and Swart, the Skrik Ritter, the Rapport. I would love reading. I was just reading. Like, for instance, when I got my first subject was business studies. I never did business studies before. But once I went through that book, all the knowledge was in my head. I would normally say to my classmates, guys, when you get home, take your book. Even if it's only a half an hour, if you read, it will stay in your head. I would normally say to them, guys, you can laugh, you can make jokes, but I will meet you in the classroom or in the exam room. Then I will see whether you have studied or whether you have not studied. So my encouragement to them is read, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever task you have been given by a teacher, do it. Teacher will never lie, because how did that teacher get there? The teacher got there because he studied. So therefore, I'm saying nobody should stand aside from the matric. Matric can be done. And I want to encourage all of those matrics that will be writing soon that they must study. And it will stay in their head. They will never, because once you study a book, it might seem to you that you don't understand, but when you get into the exam room, it will come up like nothing. So I want to encourage them, guys, matric can be done. If I can do it at 61, you can do it as well.